Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to answer them right now on Baskin and Phelps. If you have any questions about the Guardians, join in. Give us your questions. We'll give you our best answer. But I just think this is a team full of questions, Andy. And my golly, we're here to help.
All right, I'll ask the first question. Okay. We're doing this as a roundtable. Dan, I really
want
to
answer. Yeah, why not? And then we'll all chime in.
When will Shane Bieber be traded?
Can I go back and check on just a real quick thing?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a different question. Will Shane Bieber be traded during the season?
I'll ask the next question. When will Shane Bieber
be traded? If you say
will
yes.
Will yes, then the answer
Dan,
is yes.
Dan, will you say yes?
All right, before we get to that.
Oh my God, you guys
Lord.
Are killing me. Killing me. You two are just unbelievable.
Anyway, this is courtesy of Anthony Lima, who is paying attention to the, is it the State of the City? Is that what it's called when the mayor speaks? Is that what it is, State of the City? According to that, he stated on up there on the X, if you are wondering whether keeping the Browns downtown is a priority, Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb did not address the stadium situation in his hour-long State of the City address this afternoon. So the stadium situation not addressed at the State of the City.
Glad it's on the front burner.
Yes. So just wanted to get that out there on the air. He did not talk about the city or anything like that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's fine.
All right, Shane Bieber, will he be traded? Yes. And it doesn't matter if they're contending or not contending. He will be traded.
Okay. I'll say yes as well because I can't think that they're going to reach an agreement and that the Guardians would pay him. And I don't know that Shane wants to be back. I don't know the answer to that. So, okay. Now, Andy, go ahead and ask your question. When will Shane Bieber be traded?
All right. So my next question then would be is when will Shane Bieber be traded?
May. Some team is going to have an injury to that they think they're in contention. Some team's going to have an injury to a key starting pitcher, and they will act quickly and not have to, in their theory, maybe overpay at the trade deadline or have major competition. I'll go May. Now, the May's a big month, though. I didn't say early May, did I?
No, you didn't. Dan, when will he be traded?
Shane Bieber will be traded on July 30th. I will say at
the trade deadline.
About 3:15.
What did you just say?
July 30th, which is trade deadline day, 5 p.m. Central. I think at about 3:15, Shane Bieber gets traded.
So in other words,
I think they are going to hold
they're milking
him.
It, huh?
And they're going to hold a bidding war because I think Bieber's going to pitch well this year.
The longer you hold him,
the higher the number goes.
Unless he's not healthy.
Well, yes, you will roll that dice, but I think he will pitch well.
Okay.
What did you say?
I said May.
I'm going to say April. I bet he gets traded
soon.
I bet he gets traded in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, no, gosh. That's a way to really
Somebody's going to get a starter hurt, and they're going to want him right away, and that'll be the best-case scenario for the Gardens.
So you're saying the same thing I am, except you're even moving up the top.
I'm moving it up because you know what? The something about the history of this franchise makes me think that they will make a huge deal early. There's always a kind of a game-changing thing that happens to this organization early in the season, okay, for the most part. So,
all right, I have a question.
Sure.
The main over-under number you see on the Guardians.
Okay.
79.5 wins. You going over or are you going under 79.5 wins for this baseball team?
Under.
Why?
Because they will trade.
You just don't feel it?
I just traded Bieber, too. So you have a new manager that is going to have to – everything's new for him. I don't care. I mean, unless Carl Willis and Sandy Alomar are running the everything, which they're not. They're not even the bench coach. I just don't – he's going to have to cut his teeth, and he's going to make mistakes along the way. So okay. I'm not trying – I'd love for them to win, and I'd love for the – look, if they hang on to Bieber, then maybe things last a little bit longer. I just don't know. When you think that Carlos Carrasco is in your starting rotation to start the season, it doesn't give me the theory that I've got five starters that can win 15 games. So I don't have that feeling. And so that makes me think, probably truthful, that it's going to be somewhere around 79 wins.
I'm going to go under as well. Right now I don't see anything that makes me think that this is a 500 baseball team. Could be close to it, but I don't see it.
Daniel?
I want to say over just to be different. Like, I kind of just want to be the contrarian.
Why don't you just be what you think is most accurate?
Jeff, there's a war that takes place inside of my head. The logical side and the side that's from my heart. And the two of them war against each other quite often to figure out what's going to take place.
My heart wants to believe Bieber can stay the whole season. But that's not going to happen. So, and my heart says they can make the playoffs.
I am a Tigers believer, and I am a Royals. I think they're going to be like a passable Major League Baseball team and not a doormat. So that would lead me to think that the under is probably the pick. And I really don't want it to be, and I want to be wrong. But the problem is 79.5. Like, you know, we were talking earlier, the Terry Francona days. The Terry Francona days, the rule was always you take just slightly over 500 because you know they're going to be at least there.
80 and 82 is not a terrible season.
You would think they could win 79 and that Tito would will them to at least five wins.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you'd have a chance.
The Twins are going to be good. I'm a Tigers believer. You can throw this back in my face in June.
Hey, do you believe in the
flop.
Tigers? I'm just curious.
That's not part of our
the
question.
The White Sox are brutal. I mean, they're going to be a doormat. And I think the Royals are going to be kind of frisky, but I don't think they're going to be all that great. They're just going to be tough. So I'm going under, and I don't like it.
Okay. Let's I have another question.
We have all kinds of questions to be asking here during this hour.
Is this a year where they sort through outfielders again? And if so, which outfielder is the first guy out? And I'll include Miles Straw in that, even though he's already in AAA. You know, they've said he's going to be a big part of this. Is it Straw? Is it Florial? Is it Will Brennan? Is it Laureano? Maybe even Tyler Freeman.
Who is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Tyler Freeman.
You think he's not going to last?
Or they're going to find someone else that can play there. I mean, I'm just asking, if he can't give you offensive production and his defense is inferior to Miles Straw, where did you get with this? Hopefully he can be better than everything I just said. And I hope that he can play great. But I just kind of feel like, I mean, you're not moving away from Kwan, right? Laureano, maybe? Maybe Laureano is the first one out.
I would think Laureano would be possibly that guy, except the organization really seems to like him. And I think they think, this guy is perfect. He can hit for a little bit of pop. We have him here, and he can fill a hole for us. You know, am I on to something or am I completely off base?
All right, you're going to throw something at me for this clarification. So ready something you can throw at me.
Okay.
By out, what do you mean?
They get rid of him.
Okay, completely off of the roster.
Yeah.
Okay, Estevan Florial.
Gone. You think it's Florial?
He's out of options. So there's nowhere for him to go. If they decide that he's not the guy that they want him to be, if he's striking out too much, he's not hitting the ball in the air and the center field is shaky or anything like that, there's nowhere else for him to go outside of take care. We appreciate your time.
Laureano is going to be interesting because if he's struggling, I think Vogt's going to rally for him as the guy that he wants to stay because they were, you know, they were teammates.
Well, just because teammates.
I'm telling you, you get like this, I don't know, you get like this golden wish when you get a job like he's got. And if he thinks it can make him a better manager, he's going to hang on to him as long as he can.
Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up? Long time no talking to you guys, fellas.
Yeah. All good.
So with the Guardians, man, let's just keep it 100, right? So they're gonna trade Bieber when they can get the least amount of money for the player they're coming in, so they can try to sell this guy as being the next best thing. They don't want to pay anyone. So, and then they're rebuilding. So I think they're only going to win, I hate to say this, 68 games.
Oh boy, you're thinking of miserable.
And that's being really generous.
Everybody wins 60. Everybody loses 60.
We have no outfielders. They've been fighting for an outfielder for the last 10 years, trying to get someone either in right field or left field. They can't seem to figure that one out. We have no pop. They get power hitters who seem to strike out three times more than they hit home runs. So we have very little contact hitters. So, and all the bad teams that were bad have decades to get better, and we're the good team that's going bad. So, I'm being honest. I say 68 wins, fellas.
All right.
What you guys think?
That sounds low to me, but it sounds low to me, Cool Ray. I think that they'll be more competitive than that. I think they have, even though some questions with the starting pitching, Andy, I think their starting pitching is solid enough that they're going to be okay there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
97 losses, right? Based on what he said, that's 97 losses. Are they a 100 loss team?
Don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But oh, God, no. You know what Zach said, though? When Zach Meisel was just with us, he said, you tell me they win 73, I won't be surprised. And he said, you tell me, you know, He had no idea. And I kind of feel that that's exactly where this thing is right now. And that's kind of scary. Lisa's in Ravenna, home of the Ravens.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, okay. Lisa.
Hey, so I have a couple questions. Why at this time did they decide to demote Miles Straw after everything that's happened in the past? And wasn't he having a good preseason?
Yeah, that is an interesting point.
He was hitting it well.
Yeah.
What's the big difference in this team this year and last year?
A new manager, that's
there
about
it. Is. Maybe that's it.
Oh, that's right. He was one of Tito's boys.
Maybe.
But still, it makes no sense. Unless you were going to let one of the youngsters do it out there, you know, one of the other guys that are down in AAA, why not? What do you got to lose?
Money, they're losing money on it, so...
Well, yeah, so but they still have to pay Miles, right?
Yep.
All that money. So why keep him in the minors? I just don't understand that.
Well, you saw him hit the last several years, didn't you?
I did, but defensively though, have him be the fourth outfielder. I mean, let's send the other guy down. What's his name? The right fielder who isn't starting this year.
Will Brennan.
Can't think of his name. Yes, send him back down. Well,
I mean, Lisa, that's an interesting thought. Imagine if you had Stephen Kwan and left with his lack of pop and Miles Straw playing right field.
I wouldn't be surprised if Straw's traded in the first 2 weeks of the season.
As a fourth infield, as a fourth outfielder, though, not an everyday starter.
Yeah, and Lisa, I agree. I think he's a perfect fourth outfielder for a team that has offense.
Yeah, we don't have offense.
Our team doesn't have enough offense.
I'm telling you, I think he gets traded first 2-3 weeks of the season.
Questions, answers, Guardians as they open the season tonight in Oakland.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.